Right in the heart of the retreat. And awareness is, our mindfulness is stabilizing, at least for periods of time, perhaps. The mindfulness can be a little more continuous. And as the mindfulness strengthens and becomes established, we can start to recognize and be curious about not only how it is when the mindfulness returns after the mind has been lost, but kind of how the mind begins to let go of some experience and begins to wander. So we can begin to get curious. As the mindfulness is more stable, we can start to recognize how the mindfulness gets lost. One way that mindfulness gets lost is when the attention gravitates to some new experience, some different experience. We're sitting, paying attention to breath, and a bird call happens. And perhaps very naturally, the attention shifts to the bird. And if we aren't aware of what that feels like, what that shift feels like, that can be a very easy place for the mind to get lost. We start thinking about what kind of bird it is. Have I seen it before? And so beginning to recognize that shift of attention is we can begin to see how the mind gets pulled and gets lost. And in seeing that, we can choose at that point to either recognize, ah, breath again, come back to the breath, or just simply recognize, ah, aware of hearing. A great place to play with this is in the walking meditation. At times, maybe not all the time, if you're using a concentrating attention on the feet, but from time to time, maybe if you take a walk for exercise, exploring in the walking practice the fields of seeing and hearing, and noticing the difference when the attention perhaps at times is in the more receptive, stepped back, just knowing seeing, the broader experience of seeing. And when the attention shifts to looking at something, it will be very natural that this will happen. A movement, we see a bird, and immediately it's like our system orients to that. Noticing that shift of attention. Again, if we don't notice it, we're likely to get lost in that point, at that point. It's not necessary to preference the seeing over the looking, but being aware of that difference. And likewise with hearing, there's a distinction or a kind of a sense of hearing in the broader sense. Just taking in the ambient sound. And then when some particular sound catches the attention and we are listening. So this shift of attention. As the mind settles more and more, it can be very natural for the attention to start to shift, to be interested in the state of the mind. And yet, you know, it's like as we become more concentrated, more settled, there's an almost like a gravitational pull for the attention to that peacefulness, that ease, that delightedness, whatever's happening there. And partly because we're not so attuned to what it means to attend to that broader heart experience, the state of heart, that too is a very easy place for the mindfulness to get lost. As we are settling in meditation, sometimes we may find that the mind has just gotten, like we wake up and it's like we're not thinking about anything particularly, but we also haven't been present. Sometimes that's the mind shifting into that state of knowing peace or ease or that open hand. And that too, when the attention gets drawn to the state of heart, that too is a very easy place for the mind to wander. Partly because we don't recognize the shift, and because we're not so familiar with what it means to be aware of that broader kind of experience. And so be patient with that. A while ago, I mentioned that, you know, sometimes as the mind wanders, it actually wanders into something more peaceful. And this happens more and more, I find, on a longer retreat particularly. And so if you notice, after a period of time of the mind being quite settled, really able to be present, that suddenly you're noticing that you're spaced out a lot or lost a lot. Like, instead of trying to double down and try to hold yourself present with whatever it is you have been paying attention to, it may be that the mind is interested in opening to this heart experience, the state of heart, the state of mind. And so there can be some patience with, you know, being curious. Okay, here I am, attending to the breath, being present, feeling, right, connected. And then it feels like the mind begins to let go of that. Maybe we can be curious about where the mind goes, how it opens. Maybe a feeling of releasing and spreading and pleasant that can be known. But patience with this process, because, and for some people, I do talk to some people for whom this is very natural. For some, this is kind of like, oh, thank you, we're able to just be in presence. You know, for me, when teachers started at when I was early in my practice and people were talking about just know the sense of presence, I was like, what the heck are they talking about? I don't get it. And it took me quite a while to begin to understand this. It's a skill. It's a skill. It's an understanding of a different aspect of our mental experience. And to me, this is a piece of what the third foundation points to. And so patience with it. And the curiosity of as the mind settles, of how the mind lets go, perhaps, of attending to an object and maybe gravitates towards that open hand. As I was exploring this in this past sitting, I was noticing, you know, being with experience and then feeling the release, the spread, the openness, and then recognizing that there was a kind of just being with the broader sense of peace. And at the same time, there was a recognition, there was a knowing of sounds and body sensations, but they felt distant because the mind was more interested and close to the experience of peace. So this can be a different way of experiencing things. If, as Gil was saying, we're used to looking at the objects. Oh, I'm not really hearing that sound. I must not be mindful. Well, maybe the mind is interested in something closer in, as Gil was talking about, the close. We move closer and closer in as the practice deepens.